An example of a for-cause challenge, I was brought into court as a potential juror on a death penalty case, and I said I could not apply the death penalty because I believe it's wrong, and they let me out for cause. I could not be a fair juror in that case. Decisions about both for-cause and peremptory challenges, which jurors to get rid of, are made through a process called voir dire. Voir dire is a situation of question and answering in court where jurors are questioned and have to answer. Often the jurors beforehand have had to fill out questionnaires. Some of the questions can be very intrusive. Here are a few examples from a trial in Las Vegas a few years ago. Remember, you would have to answer these in writing under oath. You can't lie. You potentially would face perjury charges if you lie. These are some of the questions. Have you ever had racially prejudiced thoughts about someone else, even if those thoughts made you feel uncomfortable or uneasy? Have you or has anyone close to you ever been treated for a mental condition, ever consulted a psychologist or psychiatrist, ever had a drug or alcohol problem, ever been arrested, ever been the victim of a crime? As well as the question, what do you use the internet for? Think about having to answer questions like that under oath on orders of the government. The lawyers on each side take these questionnaires and then will further question you as a potential juror in the courtroom. Usually that's in public. Usually anybody who happens to be wandering around the courtroom can come in and watch. The rest of the jurors, potential jurors, are sitting there watching, listening. The lawyers, of course, are watching, listening. In some cases, a judge will say, this is a sensitive matter. Let's hear it privately, in chambers, it's called, in the office, without everybody watching and listening. People can ask for that as potential jurors if they feel uncomfortable, but most of them don't know it. And even those who know it might feel a little bit queasy about asking the judge for any special favors. So this can be a very intrusive process, and one of the more intrusive processes that people have to undergo, just like the jury itself, is one of the more compulsory processes that Americans have to face up to. Voir dire and these questionnaires have fueled the rise of jury consultants who are experts, often sociologists, who will do surveys in the community and come back to, for example, a defense lawyer and say, your client is most likely to get off if the jurors are disproportionately elderly, white, unemployed women. Jury consultants are now a big, big money business, and they exist because of peremptory challenges, because lawyers do, to some extent, get to shape a jury by the demographics that they want.